Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for another exciting moment to be connected to you, to be in your presence. The Bible says, he said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, he says, I am in their midst. Wherever two or three are gathered, he didn't say whether online or offline. It's an instruction that does not necessarily have a prescription. God is said to do something in the life of somebody this morning, and I believe that you are going to be a partaker of that testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Let's just lift up our voices and appreciate him this morning. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 103, verse 1 and verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, it says, bless his holy name. Verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit. Let's give him praise. Let's appreciate him this morning. And thank him because of his faithfulness, because of his mercy, because of how he has kept us, because of the things he has done, because of who he is. To us, he is our God, he is our maker, he is our creator, he is our father. Let's give him praise this morning. Let's give him praise this morning. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. You are Lord, and forever you are God, and forever you are God. You are Lord, you are Lord, and forever you are God, and forever you are God. You are Lord, you are Lord, and forever you are God, and forever you are God. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Adam. You are worthy to be praised. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. 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 You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hallelujah. You are hallelujah. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Let's give him praise. Kabo Shabalamanaya. Ikebuko Subreketeke Baba. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Blessed be your name. For where you brought us from, where you are taking us to. Iyakatuba lagadesha. Ekude de satamina de. Egedegedegede. Igudugudu shakwata. Egudugudugudu. Leketo sabana. Leketo sabana. Imbrekos kapaya. Rakatoske teke lunza. Egedegedegede. Matalabada. Zupre keteke tekete. Egedegedegede. Magadagadagada. Rokotoko lodo soprokotoko bolonye. Ezuke letab. Imbrekose tale toze mina. Igute kete kite kapaka yaga. Edundu dudu. Edudundu. Ekatondo subraka tua. Iye gede 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 gede. Mako to sopre kete kele gede gede. Igodo godo. Igodo godo godo. Agodo godo. Eparato subraka bada gada. Egede gede gede gede. Malabaraka shabana bada bada. Erugodo godo godo. Egodo godo godo. Igudu godo 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 godo. Ekubala da baradia gabada. Egodo godo godo godo. Godo 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 godo. Egodo godo 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 godo. Marabada bada bada. Igudu godo 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 godo. Mazobro godo 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 godo. Ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ya ba 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 ezaparato sebregedegede beradi madon zabalamantes kebediada erabadagadabada. Lift up your voice and give him praise, give him glory. So many people are in the mortuary right now. There are others in the graveyard. There are others in the hospital, incapacitated on the bed of affliction. Give him praise this morning. And say, Father, I am grateful for the miracle of waking up, for the miracle of sleeping, for the miracle that my body system is working perfectly. I give you praise. I give you glory. He atomi dada. Esugudugudugudu. Iko suba letani. Melede sakaparate shieta. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Iyakadagada. Iyakadaga. Ekotokomba. Ikudededea. Mashogo. Eketate sakaparosia. Ikudede. Mane tu sapala. Mane tu sapala. Mane tu sapala. Mane tu sapala. Eyogo go go gondo. Eyogo go go gondo. Ekatubaye. Ekatubaye. Somebody let heaven hear your voice this morning. Let heaven hear your voice this morning. Ikutu kutu kutu. Eko koko kongo. Ikutu koko kongo. Eko koko kongo. Etombo loko shaga. Ikutu kutu kutu kutu. Lapa tuba da badia sabala. Ikutu kutu kutu kutu. Ikutu kutu kutu kutu. The name of Jesus Christ, we pray. I want us to still appreciate God. I've discovered something in life, that where you are is somebody's prayer point. That's the truth. Where you are, you may think you don't have a job, you may think you don't have sufficient clothes to eat or sufficient food and money to spend, but there is somebody that is even lower than you who is seeking God to be at the level where you are now. So, and you must understand that appreciation is application for more. If you appreciate God for his finger, you will see his hand. If you thank God because he has given you a space, he will give you the stage. We are going to thank him this morning for how far he has brought us and how far he's taking us. Somebody's life must change through this, after these 7 days. Even in the midst of the 7 days, there are people that are going to receive strange calls for job offers. There are people that sickness will vanish from their body. There are others, strange miracles are going to happen. But the power of the Holy Ghost is there. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. He said, for my strength shall no man prevail. We're going to pray. God is the one that will do it. It is not Pastor David. Lift up your voice this morning and say, Father, I thank you for where I am. I thank you because I am not remaining here. I am changing level. Go ahead and speak to him. Rako Zaga. Itututu. Eshukolodo. Eshukolodo. Yagadagadabalabada. Zagadagadagalagada. Zagadagadagalagada. Rako Sabalabada. Godogodogodogodogodo. Odondo. Odondo. Adudundo. 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 Ekokondo. Kotokolobondo. Ashakwa. Ikapato. Kubaleko. Sobreteteke. Parada. Egodogodogo. Godogodogodogodo. Godogodondogodo. Digodogodongadada. Egadagadandagada. Egadagadanda. Father, thank you for where I am. Thank you because you are changing my level for good. Ikotokoto, Egotogodo, Godogodo, Godogodogodondo, Jacquatakwaya, Isukutukukukutu, Aruteke, Aruteke, Teke, Tukete, Egutugundo, Ikutugundugundugundo, Egotogodogodondo, Ikutogodogodondo, Eparasha, Jacquiapataya, Jacquiapataya. Somebody pray, somebody lift up your voice and appreciate it this morning. Somebody's life is changing. Lift up your voice and thank you. Lord, I thank you for where I am. I thank you for where you are taking me. I know I am not going to die here. I may have been born poor, but I'm not going to die poor. ikadegedege yagada iyasubi yakatomia. Things may not be working now, but they are going to work. Iyatame leto zugudugudugudugudu ikadwa 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 eshunia tea egadagadagada 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 etondototom totototom totototom etototom 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 ato igudadadadadadada. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We are still going to pray and ask God for his mercy. Now hear this. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and verse 3, say, it's not that my hands are too shortened to save you, neither is my ear dull that I cannot hear you. He said, because your iniquity has separated between you and your God. Now hear this. One of the things that is limiting people from receiving from God is sin, iniquity. We live in a generation of perversion. We live in a generation of all manner of things. Sexual immorality has become like a norm. It has become like a normal thing. Well, you know, it takes the grace of God for a man to live for God in this generation. It takes the grace of God and determination. Don't say, oh, the generation we are is too perverted, so I have to live in iniquity. No. Joseph was faced with the same kind of sin. A woman was even begging him. He ran away. There are some of us, we are still looking for a woman to sleep with. It is, you are sowing a bad seed for your destiny. You are burying your destiny on the altar of immorality. It may not be immorality. It could be bribe. It could be whatever, corruption. Maybe you are a policeman listening to me. You take bribe, all manner of things. You work in the corporate organization. You take bribe. You give bribe. You do all manner of things that you know is not in accordance with the will of God for your life. You are going to pray for his mercy this morning. Most of us, what we are suffering is the devil that is attacking us. The devil. Why? Because we are bearing a mark of him in our lives. Lift up your voice this morning and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, any sin in my life that is standing as a barrier to my breakthrough, standing as a barrier to my destiny, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood, let it be removed. Let the consequences be removed. Any sin that is standing, it could be a sin you have committed years ago. There was a time I was praying for a lady, and then the Lord began to reveal to me the blood of a child I was crying. And when I asked her, this is what the Lord revealed to me, and I asked her, you have committed an abortion before? And she said, yes. Why? The blood was crying, so she couldn't move anywhere. Pray this morning with a tenacity and speak to God and say, Father, any blood, any sin that is crying against me, that is not allowing me to make headway in life, oh God, by your mercy, by the covenant of your blood, let it be rolled away. Let it be rolled away this morning. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh God, let there be a rain of your mercy over our lives, over our families. There are families that are under a spell because the devil has been given a legal ground through the instrumentality of sin and iniquity. Oh God, show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Mercy and thunder, on the behalf of your family, show my family mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show my destiny mercy. 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 Oh God. Oh God. Show me mercy. Show my family mercy. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Iata ugogogondia katua. Mercy. Let mercy prevail. Let mercy prevail. Let mercy prevail. Go ahead and pray. Oh God, show my family your mercy. Pray on behalf of your family. Your family must be set free. Your family must be loosed from the bands of affliction. Oh God, show me mercy. Show my family mercy. Show my nation mercy. If you are listening from Nigeria, Italy, you are listening from Ghana, wherever you are listening from, Gambia, Zambia, show my nation mercy. Mention your nation. Mention the name of your family. Lord, show the family of Ochai Benedict Amen mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy. Let mercy prevail. Let the blood begin to speak. Let the blood begin to speak over my life, over my family. Tia Susania, Kemine Tasue, Zulete Ketia Caparane Satire, Ikutede, Banad, 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 show me mercy, show me mercy. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray. You see, I've discovered that the devil is a record keeper. It's in scriptures. The Bible said that God said that should be 1 Samuel chapter 15. You know, when if you read verse 23, the prophet Samuel was telling, so he said, has the Lord great impression or great satisfaction with offering sacrifices? He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Now this is what happened. God sent Saul to go and wipe out the children of Amalekite, and he went, he didn't obey God, he took some of the sheep. He said wipe out everything, both women and children, both oxen, everything, the animal. The guy went and took the king alive instead of killing him. Came with the, what's it called, came with the sheep and all those things. Now, if you go to the book of Esther, the Bible said that Esther, there was an enemy of the Jews called Haman. Now, the name of the king that Saul spared was, his name was Agag. Now, Haman was a descendant of the same Agag. They call him Haman the Agagite. Now, look at this. He was the one that wanted to wipe out the Jews. He paid several, I think, 12,000 talents of silver to the king. And then he said he was going to destroy the children of Israel. Now, look at this. Saul refused to destroy them that time. So it was like the devil produced a revenge system that was going to wipe out the whole of the Jews in the future. So the devil keeps record. We are going to pray this morning. Any record that is standing as an evidence again. Now, you have to pray this prayer, because some of you, what you are suffering is because there is an evidence that is against you. Some of you don't understand. In the realm of darkness, there's a court where they come and they adjudicate and adjourn cases and they pass judgment. So anytime you are guilty, that judgment comes upon you. That is why some people wake up, they see certain things in their life. They wake up in the morning and then they start seeing certain manifestations in their life. Why? The judgment was passed in the night season. But can I tell you something? We have an advocate in heaven that intercedes for us, Jesus Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father. If we can engage in this morning, I don't know the evidence that is standing against you, but God shall remove it by fire and by his blood. Lift up your voice and say, my Father, any evidence, any blood, any altar, anything, any sin I have committed in the past that is standing as an evidence against my prosperity, against my moving forward in life, against my destiny, by the blood, let it be destroyed. Let the evidence be destroyed. Oh God, any evidence that is standing against me, standing on my way to breakthrough, standing on my way to the fulfillment of my destiny, oh God, by your blood, let it be removed. By your blood, every satanic evidence against my destiny, by the blood, be removed. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray that prayer very well tomorrow. Lift up your voice as we round up and say, Father, every satanic judgment, witchcraft judgment over my life, I stand as a voice. Every satanic judgment over my family, I stand as a voice to decree this morning, you shall not stand, but the blood be cancelled. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I speak over your life that your week is blessed. As you go out this day, as you go and undertake whatever you are going to undertake this week, this day, I speak as an oracle of God. In the name of Jesus, you will succeed. You will prosper. No weapon formed against you and your family shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, anyone sick under the sound of my voice, I take authority over appetitis, B over appetitis, appetitis, any form of appetitis, typhoid, malaria, any form of sickness, ulcer, I take authority over leukemia, cancer, I take authority over glaucoma, in the name of Jesus, glaucoma, in the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out, you foul spirit, get out. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning, receive your healing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus, somebody, I see an appointment letter coming for you. It is released now.